Well, we find Jesus today in the Holy Gospel walking in the portico of Solomon in the Temple of Jerusalem. It was a cold winter's day, and it was Hanukkah. Now you're saying, Hanukkah's in the Bible? Yeah. Jesus was walking in the part of the temple that was enclosed, and it sheltered him from the cold east wind. As he walked and prayed and meditated, a group of Jews came to him and asked him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." In other words, they wanted to know, are you the Messiah or not? These people are desperately longing for someone to save them from the horrible conditions in which they live under Rome's thumb. They can't help but remember the feast that they're celebrating, the Feast of Dedication, which is also known as the Feast of Maccabees, or Hanukkah. And that reminds them of the rededication of the temple after it had been horribly desecrated during the terrible persecution by Antiochus Epiphanes, emperor of the Greco-Syrian Empire in 168 B.C. So it wasn't all that many years before, so the memory was still there. And these people knew they needed a deliverer and a savior, and they want him now. And so they asked Jesus to tell them who he really is. And Jesus answered them, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles that I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, but no one can snatch them out of my hand." Right there in front of them is the Christ, the Messiah, and they're just not getting it. Jesus even tells the Jews right out that he is the Christ, the Messiah. He tells them, he's already told them over and over and over again who he is, but they just will not believe. He speaks, but they do not hear. I think over and over again how times have changed as far as listening goes. Now we have homes, cars, and devices that listen to your commands to turn on lights, to turn on the air conditioning or the heat, and even change your TV channels, or even to, what's the name of that? I know, I don't want to give a plug to anything, but turn on MTV, and on it goes. And this didn't come about by chance, but a lot of hard work, testing, and training. It all really started when customers wanted to call a company to find out the outstanding balance on their credit card account, or simply to get to talk to a customer service representative. Don't you find it when you call a company today, the hardest thing to get to is a customer service representative? You find yourself going, "Representative!" to try to get, you know, but it's built that way, I have to tell you. The savings turned out to be a tremendous by using that technology to give information or even have the technology ask questions, because it would only cost pennies to provide that information on the phone rather than connect to a person. The person receives a salary and receives benefits, and so it costs a whole lot more. I think it was like 30 cents to put a call through all the way from beginning to end on the computer, but it's more like $3 and some odd to connect to a person because of the overhead that's built in. AT&T Bell Labs, the company that invented the transistor, started in the development of this speech recognition and even text-to-speech in telephone technology, providing this to companies to save a lot of money on every call. And I have to tell you, I was very privileged to be a part of the enhancement of development of the machines and software that make this happen. I became a part of a remarkable team who pushed the envelope using this cutting-edge technology on every single phone call to AT&T Universal Card in Jacksonville, Florida, being teamed with some most of the most gifted and talented people, we use speech technology to be very cost-effective as well as informative. And I am just amazed at how, having left there in 2002 to go to seminary, how the technology has just taken off. I mean, think about in your home, in your car, your TV. You know, now we have smart TVs that listen. It's incredible. It really is. The usage has grown, and it surrounds us in our everyday life. But I got to tell you this. It's always listening, and it's always hearing. It's hard to turn that off. Be careful what you say and where you say it. Did I say that with my outside voice? Yes, I did. We don't have any of that in here, so don't worry about it, unless you brought it in with you. Anyhow, our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to hear his words and to understand who he is in our lives. He wants us to know and believe that he is our shepherd and we're his sheep. He really wants us to follow his voice, to hear his words of peace and comfort for our lives. But sadly, sometimes you and I have a difficult time hearing, and the remarkable technology will not help us. You see, we have to listen to him. And to be plain, we need to stop talking and listen to hear his voice and follow it in this world. Though we might have a difficult time hearing his voice, and though there are times that it might seem that we are hard of hearing to his voice, Jesus is reminding us that he wants to be patient with us, giving us a bond of trust and understanding between us and him, so that we can hear his voice, that we can trust in him, and that we can know that he wants what is best for us. In this modern world, we can easily become distracted. Maybe it's not that we are hard of hearing to the words of Jesus with that hearing problem, as much as we hear what we want to hear. Could it be that part of our problem is that we don't have a trusting relationship with him to listen intently to his words? We only listen to what we want to listen to. And that goes with husbands and wives, children. We tune people out, and too much of our listening is centered on the world and not on Jesus. We tune him out instead of focusing our attention on him. Well, today is Mother's Day, and I find it amazing to see how babies react when they hear their mother's voice. Now, you know what I'm talking about. It's like no one else. When they hear her, their face lights up. Now, that doesn't have to be an infant. It can be a puppy. And I saw two puppies yesterday that reacted to their mama's voice like nobody else was in the room. It's just absolutely beautiful. They react, and children react, like we should when Jesus speaks. Many times we only need to stop talking and to listen to him. Did I get your attention? Sometimes he needs to talk to us like that. Sometimes he needs to raise his voice. And many times it can be through his holy word, when you're reading it, that it sort of wakes you up. Well, these Jews heard Jesus, but they didn't believe. They saw Jesus' signs, but they didn't get his message. People have heard his words down through the centuries, through the Bible, through preaching, through the sacrament, that Jesus Christ is the risen Lord. He is the Messiah. They have seen his deeds as his Holy Spirit has worked in the lives of countless people, but still some don't believe. Still, some have a difficult time centering their attention, their focus on the shepherd who would guide their lives, the lives of his sheep. How blessed we are to have the advantage over the Jews of Jesus' time, because we have the whole story from the Alpha to the Omega, we can see that in all of the Holy Scriptures, the witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In each of the last three Sundays, we've seen a powerful witness that without a doubt, Jesus has risen from the dead. So we should be able to trust in him, to follow him, to believe in his lordship for our lives, and a greater conviction than those who approach Jesus in the temple. Well, sadly, many people still doubt. Many people still do not trust Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Many people are still looking, still searching for meaning and purpose in their lives. Many have found no one to help them in the burdens that they carry. They're still wandering in life without any direction, without a goal, and no idea what to make of their life and what they want to accomplish with the God-given gifts that they have been so generously given by God. The key to hearing his voice is that we need to let Jesus have control. We need to give him permission in our life. Surrender to him so that he can be your good shepherd, so that he can take care of you by giving you guidance, giving you peace, and giving you a sense of worth in the direction of your life. We'll follow a GPS wherever it tells us to go. Have you ever driven in a car and the GPS tells you to make a right-hand turn and you find that you're at a dead end and it wants you to cross a river but there's no road there? And it's like, well, you know, satellites are good, but they don't tell you everything. We need to understand that God does not make mistakes. Look around this room. There is not one mistake in this room. Understand that. God loves you, and he sees you, and he loves you anyway. That's how special you are. The reaction of the Jews in the temple was certainly not one of recognition or of welcoming or even acceptance. But instead, as the Gospel of John tells us, in the words immediately following today's reading, the Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me?" That's the Gospel of John chapter 10. Verses 31 to 32. What about the many people on the face of this earth that have not heard the voice of Jesus, or, God forgive them, have outwardly rejected his message and even rejected him personally? Jesus does tell us of his intentions towards them just moments before today's Holy Gospel, as he reveals his plan for the world, saying, "I am the Good Shepherd. And I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd." It's John 10, 14 to 16. Jesus' plan of salvation is not just for the people of Israel, but for the Gentiles as well. He says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." That's in Mark 7, 16. Jesus' invitation is to the whole world. But sadly, as I said, there will be some who refuse, who pick up the stones to hurl. Please pray for them. Pray that their hearts would be changed, that their ears would be opened, and that they would open the doors of their hearts to Christ. It's a matter of life and death. Their eternal life and death. Jesus went to the cross so that each one of us may have forgiveness of our sins, so that each one of us can, in spite of our own unworthiness, seek him and invite him into our hearts and our lives. Today is the perfect day, and now is the perfect time to begin a relationship with Jesus as Lord of your life, as your good shepherd. Please give him permission today and receive recognition of his voice. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. And so in closing, I ask you this. Do you have ears to hear him in your life? Are you listening? Or are you doing all the talking?